Voice of Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites, and I'd love to connect with you on all the socials. That's what we're talking about here on The Voice of Social Sales, is how to improve your sales, create a brand that attracts your ideal audience by using free social media platforms. If you would like to get your free Instagram bio audit today, where I personally look at your Instagram bio, I tell you how to improve it, how to maximize, optimize to generate leads and brand, and also even look at your posts and your hashtags and give you my expert advice, please connect with me over there on Insta, send me a direct message, let me know that you came from the Voice of Social Sales podcast. You can find me on all the socials by my name, Chelsea.Pites, that's P-E-I-T-Z. All right, let's get into the show today. Today is kind of a little bit of a potpourri. I really wanted to talk about growth on Instagram because a lot of people have been asking me about this. In fact, I polled my audience, which quite frankly, everybody should do. Every content creator, every marketer should poll their audience at some point and ask them, do you want to learn more about X? Do you want to learn more about Y? What are things that I could help you with? Sometimes going to your audience for direct communication on what they're looking for as far as education or content can be really helpful. And this particular post started a lot of really incredible conversations. And the number one thing that people were asking for was more information on how to grow on social media. So I am going to be talking about that in just a moment. I also wanted to, because this sort of, you know, goes along with growth, and it's something that I just recently posted, not only on my LinkedIn channel, but also on my Facebook. I really just needed to get myself into the mindset of into better habits. I started reading the book Atomic Habits. It's a fantastic book if you haven't read it. It's, you know, kind of similar to The Compound Effect and some other books that are out right now on habits and formation and the psychology of it. It's a great little read. I listened to it on Audible on a recent trip, and I highly recommend it. And it kind of got me to thinking, you know, what were my habits that I had already gotten into and settled into with social media? And, you know, we're all busy, we're all doing things, we're all moving, 10 miles per minute. And I really noticed that the social drive-bys or the double taps of the hearts or just throwing up a like or an emoji on people's comments was really more for me as the commenter thinking, okay, I checked that off my list and I made a comment, so I engaged and I gave them support. But really, did that really give them support? Did it share my insights and my feedback? Did it start a conversation? Did it validate the point that that person was trying to make? Did it let them know that I was interested in them? And the answer for me is no. And so I have started a 30-day challenge, and you can start tomorrow, today. You do not have to wait for the beginning of the month. And I posted this on my LinkedIn and my Instagram and my Facebook and said, who wants to join me? Because I had fallen back into the habit of doing these sort of like really quick drive-by, what I call quote, air quotes, engagement. And, you know, yeah, the socials make it a bit easy to do that kind of behavior. In Instagram especially, it's so easy to just go down the scroll down the feed and just double tap and heart. And, you know, that's why I really like stories, because it's really more message-based. And so that's where my best relationships have come from, and I really just need to apply that into everything that I do. And if that means I take less time, if it means that I only talk to one or two people because I'm making an actual thoughtful comment, I'm okay with that. So for the next 30 days, I am focused on all of my social media platforms of actually making a really good comment. Now, here's a couple of tips. This is also going to help your algorithm. It's not only going to help your personal brand, because people are going to say, wow, you know, they always leave me a really thoughtful comment, or they've taken the time to actually watch my video and talk about something that I talked about. They've taken the time to read my post. They've taken the time to give me a thoughtful response. And let me just say that those short little quips, those phrases like great post, thanks for the advice, you know, good timing, those, in my opinion, are less offensive social drive-bys. Yes, you're making a comment, but it's very generic. It doesn't show the person that you actually took the time to invest in their content. And I've totally done this. So I'm not trying to shame anyone 100% and claim responsibility, because, you know, we're all moving fast. So it's important to really think about what are you bringing to the table, what insight, feedback, et cetera. And that makes a difference in today's day and age. You know, it's sort of like the handwritten thank you note. You know, these days when people stop to comment, when they could easily just click a like or a thumbs up or an emoji, it does leave a lasting impression, and it's totally free and very easy to do. It's easier than a thank you card. It's quicker than sending it in the mail. It's, you know, where we are spending time. So I would encourage you to think about what are your comments looking like. Now, as far as algorithms go, we've talked a lot about how Facebook in the last 2 years has shifted their focus, so they say, on comments and replies to comments and making that a focus of their algorithmic factors. So for example, if I make a post that gets, you know, a lot of likes and I make a post that gets a lot of comments and not only comments, but replies to those comments, that post with the comments and replies is actually going to go farther because they're looking at, is this a piece of content that is creating meaningful interaction, meaningful engagement? And so one of the messages that I share with people is when you're commenting, you know, ask a question and start generating more of a conversation because that will, one, help create a relationship, two, solidify your brand, and three, really work with that algorithm. So Facebook is looking heavily at comments, as are all of the socials. In fact, LinkedIn just came out with an updated announcement. Now, this is something they kind of talked about, oh, I don't know how many months ago, but it's not really new, but lately in the last few weeks, it's sort of been surfacing again, and they're really focused now on posting content that encourages a response. You know, don't just post a link, you know, give your opinion with it, you know, ask questions, give content that people will actually engage with. And when those people leave comments, you know, are you just liking them or are you liking them and thoughtfully replying back and tagging their name? That's what they're looking for, because again, if people are commenting on a piece of content, that is the social's trigger to say this has value. Let's show it to more people. So please join me in this 30-day challenge. Perhaps it will turn into an infinite day challenge, and that's what we will be doing. But I just want to encourage you to be more mindful about that. So that is my one thing that I'm going to be focusing on for the next 30 days. Now, let's dive into something I recently posted about on my IGTV channel. And you guys, if you're not following me over there on Instagram, I drop so many Instagram tips over there on my IGTV channel, short videos that walk through the hashtag formula, you know, all the things that you need to know to grow and to get engagement. And so I really encourage you, let's connect over there. Again, you can find me at chelsea.peitz, P-E-I-T-Z. And on my IGTV channel, I just started talking about Instagram contests and giveaways. Now, this is something that I've never done before on Facebook. I've done something kind of like this on, on Instagram. I've done something kind of like this on Facebook. I haven't done it on Instagram. But I also didn't really like think, I made more of like an offer on Facebook, like, hey, if anybody would like to get, you know, a free Instagram bio audit, send me a message or comment below, whatever I might have said there. I was flooded with an influx of people that wanted to take me up on the offer. So while I wasn't really giving a prize away, I got a taste of what it was like to offer something to people for free, and I got an overwhelming response. So I'm a little hesitant yet to do the Instagram contest with a bigger giveaway, which my plan is to give, you know, maybe 30 minutes or an hour of a one-on-one consultation, a social media audit. Now, I know that it will be successful because, you know, when you're giving away a prize that's, you know, kind of worth a value and you're not asking people to do a lot of activities and you're asking them to comment on the post, possibly tag a friend, follow your account. Those are all pretty easy things when you think about it. Now, if I was giving away a pen, that's, you know, asking kind of a lot. But, you know, that's something that I really want to do. And I've been doing a lot of research on contests and giveaways. And so I haven't actually done one yet. And the reason I haven't done one yet is because I do believe it will be successful. And I don't want to overwhelm myself with contest entries and not really making sure that I have everything in place. So that's why I kind of wanted to talk this out with you guys and just let you know, in full disclosure, I have never personally done an Instagram contest yet. So this is going to be kind of fun to talk about it here on the podcast and then do it and follow up with the results. So let's do this together. So Instagram contests and giveaways. Basically, why would you want to do a contest or a giveaway? You would want to do this because it's one of the fastest ways to grow your following with an Instagram. I'm going to share with you some mind-blowing statistics from Tailwind, which is a really great resource not only for social media content, but you can also use it for scheduling and working within Instagram also. Okay, so Instagram accounts that hold contests grow 70% faster than accounts that don't. Also, Instagram contests get much more engagement than regular posts. They're getting 64 times more comments than just an average non-contest post. Now, we would expect that because, you know, 99% of the time, you're asking for comments and engagement to enter the contest. They also get 3.5 times more likes. So this is a really quick way to sort of get that burst of activity to generate some new followers. So a lot of people who are holding contests or giveaways are looking to grow followers, increase visits or traffic to their profile to get more link clicks. Hopefully, if you have a landing page or some sort of lead capture, you can generate leads there. If you have a great call to action and a giveaway, people will be more enticed to click on that link. You can also just create brand exposure. You can increase post engagement, and you can also create more user-generated content. So if you're asking people to take a picture of something and then tag you or use your hashtag, then you can then, with their permission, repost that onto your account. So those are some of the main reasons that people are using contests. Typically, though, it is to increase engagement. And the more engagement that your post receives, it remains higher in your followers' feeds, which means more reach and exposure. And those highly engaged posts could also potentially see higher rankings in hashtag search results, possibly even get on the Explore tab. So that's why people are focusing on that. Now, the goal of a contest shouldn't just be to get new followers, right? And any kind of followers. You still want to connect with people who are relevant to your ideal audience. And you really do want to also build awareness for your brand and also engage with your current followers. So it doesn't have to be something that is just about growth. It can be a combination of the above. So now that we know why it's important to think about hosting a contest, there's some things that you should do prior to just going to Instagram and posting some sort of giveaway. I will say that on Facebook, they have a lot more regulations. They're not as contest giveaway friendly, I would say, but it seems as Instagram is a great place for that. So I would just encourage you to research all of the rules for whatever social media platform that you plan to host that contest on. So if it's Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or Pinterest or wherever you might be, you're going to want to make sure that you research their terms of service. And above and beyond that, you should really research and understand all your federal and state contests and sweepstake laws, because you might have very specific laws in your area. And also, if you are employed by a company and you are giving something away on behalf of that company or with that brand, you should definitely check to see if there are any regulations or guidelines around that. You should be looking at anything, requirements for endorsements, giveaways, and you might need to talk to somebody in the legal realm. And this is not meant to be legal advice. I don't know what all of the sweepstakes and state contest laws are, so it's important that you look at that prior to doing any kind of contest. So at the minimum, you'll want to have a very clear outline of all of the contest guidelines. You need to tell people, here's what you need to do to enter. Here's what I'm going to be doing to select the person that's winning or persons. Here's how I'm going to announce it and the length of the contest. So you want to make sure that you are stating all of that information. So I was reading a really great article from Jen Herman of Jen's Trends. That's two N's in Jen. She's amazing. You might have heard her on my podcast when we talked about Instagram hashtag secrets, my favorite podcast to date. And she had an article that had a really good blurb about what you could enter into your contest or giveaway caption to make sure that you are protecting yourself. And I'm just gonna read it verbatim. Per Instagram rules, this promotion is in no way sponsored, administered, or associated with Instagram Inc. By entering, entrants confirm that they are 13 plus years of age, release Instagram of responsibility, and agree to Instagram's terms of use. Basically, you want to make sure there's a statement of release for Instagram and that the person who's entering the contest knows that it has nothing to do with the actual company of Instagram. You can Google a statement of release for Instagram contests, and I'm sure multiple variations will come up. You want to include the name of the company hosting the giveaway or contest. You want to include the dates that the campaign's going to run and include the time zone. So you might have people all over the world that are entering, so it's really important to identify that time zone. Usually, I would say for contests, I wouldn't go longer than a week. I wouldn't make like a month-long contest because then there's no urgency and you know how quickly things move in the feed and the social world. And I would say keep it short. 3 days, 5 days, 7 days at the max would be my recommendation for contests. I think those shorter time periods create a higher urgency. I suppose you could go up to 2 weeks depending on the type of campaign. I would imagine that a very large account like a Nike or some huge brand could probably get away with that a little bit easier. I would also include any kind of restrictions, if there's age restrictions, location, number of entries, etc. And then really specifically, you need to tell people, how do you enter? And typically contest or giveaway entries could look like liking a post, commenting on a post, tagging someone else in the comments, following the account itself, posting a photo with a specific hashtag that you're using for the contest, sharing one of your posts to their story and tagging you in it, going to a form on a website or a landing page, sending a direct message, things of those natures. Now, a lot of times I would say you're going to be combining some. Typically, it's comment on the post, tag another account who might be interested, and follow. So that's usually what you're going to see is a combination of like commenting, liking, tagging, and following the account. Because if you are trying to grow your account, you want to have your audience tag other people that might be relevant or interested, that might also want to join in on the contest, and obviously you want to get those follows. So the onus will be on you to make sure that you're tracking all of this too. You're going to have to go in and make sure that all the people that entered the contest actually followed your account and actually liked. That could be a very manual process. There's not some really easy way to do that in a pretty exportable dashboard in Instagram. Now, there are a couple of tools that I have not used, but I have researched for Instagram contests. Gleam, G-L-E-A-M, Gleam.com, and also WooBox, W-O-O-Box.com. I researched those online, and those are useful according to the people that have used it for Instagram contests and kind of tallying all of that information up. So once you've kind of figured out what you're going to do to have people enter, you need to also look at what is the prize that you are giving away. Are you asking too many steps? Are you asking them to follow your account, to tag four people, to do all of these extra things, and your prize isn't that great? Because not a lot of people are going to do it if it's something like a pen. I mean, I don't think we'd give away a pen, but just to give you like an example. Or if you're giving away your time, an hour of your time, or something really amazing, then people are more willing to take extra steps. So you need to be thinking about that. You need to be outlining how and when the winners are going to be chosen, how you're going to share when the winner is going to be announced, and how to claim the prize, how if you're going to have a prize delivered, how that's going to take place, are they going to be responsible for delivery or shipping costs or pick it up? And you cannot inaccurately tag content or encourage people to inaccurately tag content. So for example, if I'm trying to tag people that are not in the actual photo that I am posting on my feed, that is a no-no. So we can't just go around and tag people and encourage other people to tag folks that aren't actually in the photo. So I would definitely recommend that you get really detailed. You might even want to refer visitors to click the link in bio for more information. If you have a lot of regulations or guidelines, you can just put that disclaimer in the actual caption. Hey, for more rules and regulations or details on how to pick up prize, etc., click link in bio. So now that you sort of have the framework down and you've put some thought into it and you have the prize that is commensurate with the level of participation required, I want to mention, especially since this is a real estate focused marketing show, that the prize, a lot of people just think, okay, let me just do like a $100 Amazon gift card, which is great because a lot of people will enter, but that's just the point, is that a lot of people may just enter because they want to win a prize. And it doesn't really speak to your particular brand. If you're in real estate, you might want to collaborate with a local business that can offer a really great prize. And they can also help you get more engagement and more views and just get the word out about the contest. It has something to do with your community that you serve. And it might be a little bit more on brand than just a random gift card. So think about your prize and try to find something related to your niche or your brand as much as possible. And I'm not suggesting that you only should give away, here's, you know, just my book or my koozie. You know, it probably needs to be a little bit something else. Like, what is the value to the person? So I just want to encourage you to think about that when you're picking out that prize. Then once you've got that all figured out, you need to promote the contest. And that's where you go to all your socials, you put it on your story, I'd share it on your marketing materials, you can email out an e-blast to your database, you can go onto the other socials and cross-promote it. If you're working in collaboration with another local business, they can help you as well. You could even consider doing a sponsored post or a paid ad for the contest itself. I'd also recommend coming up with a really unique hashtag. Starbucks is really good at this. They create a unique hashtag that can be used by any of the entrants to help build brand awareness for easier tracking of entries and sort of the monitoring those social conversations. They had a challenge, you might be familiar with it. They do sort of their holiday cups, and they started what they called hashtag Red Cup Contest. And it was great because then everybody could sort of enter using that hashtag. And then by searching that hashtag within Instagram, their team was able to easily find people that were entering the contest. So if you are going to create a custom hashtag for your contest, I'd highly recommend one, you make sure nobody else is using it. You want it to make sure that it is absolutely 100% unique to you in the contest. Keep it short. You don't want to have like a giant, long, hard to type out sentence. It should really be relevant. Is it something that has to do with the contest, the prize, your niche, etc.? And then make sure that you don't use any kind of like slang, because if you have like an international audience and you're using something that maybe not, you know, every country might know what that word is, you want to make it really universal. So those are some things to think about. And then once you have done the contest, okay, you put the contest on, you're getting engagement, you are engaging back, you're starting those conversations, just like we talked at the top of the podcast here, you're kind of really amping up the conversations, asking questions, etc. Then I would recommend, number one, when you pick out your winner, that you get their permission to post their picture or their name or any of that information in writing, in an email, or direct message at the very least. And then you want to go back and edit your original post. And you want to let people know, you know, contest closed. Because if somebody comes across it, they might think that it's still going even though you put the information in. Maybe they didn't click the link in bio, et cetera, et cetera. So you just might want to put like a little, you know, contest closed. And then most importantly, you need to go back and review your analytics. You need to see like what actually happened from it. Did it work for me? Did I track how many entries I had? How many likes per post? The number of people that actually engaged or left a comment or tagged people? How many people in total were tagged? Did those people that were tagged actually follow you? How many people your post reach in entirety? So these are things that it does take time to go through your insights and take a look at. And if you're noticing that it didn't quite work, well, then we need to look at how did we market it? Was it the prize itself? Did you ask too many things for people to do? Was it confusing? Did they not understand it? So those are all things that it will take a little bit of time and maybe a few attempts at a contest or giveaway to figure out. So I'm really personally excited about this. I am going to do a giveaway. I'm going to do a 1 hour one-on-one social media audit with me. I haven't decided when I'm going to launch that contest, but you have heard it here first. I am definitely going to do that. I'd like to hear your thoughts about contests. I want to know what other questions that you have about it. A lot of people had questions about prizes, especially in real estate. Let's connect over on Instagram and send me a direct message, one for your free Instagram bio audit, but two, with any of your questions about Instagram contests or giveaways. Let's try this together. Let's share our wins, our challenges, our failures together, and let's make it easier and better for everyone to win on Instagram. Thanks so much for joining me today, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.